UK all the way. Radio.
Afternoon.
It's so nice to have you home again. And you're looking exactly just the way you used to look before. It's so nice to have you home again. And now that you're here, I know you're gonna stay. You're never, ever gonna go.
It's a new Seekers, and it's so nice, and we can apply that one to all our listeners on 1500 metres. We missed you last week and the week before when you were away for Wimbledon tennis, but it's so nice to have you back with us again. And in fact, now that you are back with us, here's a record I think you just might enjoy.
The falling leaves, like the memories I weave, to hold. touch of autumn in the air. Summer nights we used to share, a softened footstep on the stair, the touch of you. I'll be there by your side to hold your hand and begin with the love we knew. One by one old dreams appear. It seems like time is standing still, and you are here. The country road still seems the same, signs with old familiar names. I'm coming home to find my dream.
That was Ken Dodd and a song called The Homecoming. When we played that one as a Radio 1 news spin last week, I said to our listeners on 247 metres and on stereo VHF that I thought it was the best record that he's made for a long time, and I think it could well be another Tears. We'll have to wait and see. Well, I hope you had a nice weekend. Actually, I had a very, very hectic weekend indeed. On Saturday, went up to Scotland to Annan in Dumfriesshire, and we had a really fabulous day up there. We'll be saying hello to one or two of the people who came along on what was an absolutely sweltering Saturday. And then yesterday we went down to Southsea, where we recorded a couple more seaside specials, which you'll be seeing in the very near future, and worked with some very nice people and had a very pleasant time. This is Chris Rainbow and a song called All Night. After this one, we'll be playing you our brand new record of the week, a little afternoon delight for you.
Oh,
Chris Rainbow, one fellow who adds colour to any programme, and that was called All Night.
It's David Hamilton's Hot Shot.
2:13, and the record of the week could almost be tailor-made for our particular programme. It comes from the Starland Vocal Band, and it's called Afternoon Delight.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night is always gonna be here anyway.
Thinking of you's working up my appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make the sparks ignite, and the thought of loving you is getting so excited.
Sky rockets in flight, afternoon delight. Didn't fight, but you got some beta waiting, and I think I might like heaven in a little afternoon delight. Sky rockets in flight, afternoon delight. Before the sun gone down, thinking of you's working up an appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make a spark ignite, and the thought of rubbing you is getting so exciting. Sky rockets in flight, afternoon delight.
Latest in a long line of Hamilton Hot Shots, that was the Starland Vocal Band and this little thing called Afternoon Delight, which we hope is what we are for you. Well, if we're not a delight, we hope that we're something reasonable anyway. It's 2:17. Are you ready for a new week of Mystery Star Contest? You are? Right, here we go then.
David Hamilton.
Mystery Star, clue
number one.
Clue one for the Mystery Star Contest is his letters are spoken. There you are. That's quite a difficult one today. His letters are spoken, but we will give you more information later, and we'll also tell you where you can write in if you want to take part, and what you stand to win, etc., etc. Nothing like a bit of etc., etc., is there? It always keeps you going. This is Maureen McGovern with a little music.
Beautiful music.
A little rhythm, too.
Dangerous rhythm.
Put that together, what have you got? Let me see now.
It's something daring, the continental. A way of dancing that's really ultra new. It's very subtle, the continental. Because it does what you want it to do. Has a passion, the continental, an invitation to moonlight and romance. It's quite the fashion, the continental, because you tell of your love while you dance. Your lips whisper so tenderly, his eyes answer your song. sway the continental, and you are saying just what you're thinking of. So keep on dancing the continental, for it's the song of romance and of love. You kiss while you're dancing. It's continental, oh, oh, it's continental. You sing while you're dancing. Your voice is gentle, oh, 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 and sentimental. You'll know before the dance is through that you're in love with him. You'll find while you're dancing that there's a rhythm in your heart and soul, a certain rhythm that you can't control, and you will do the continental all the time. Beautiful music.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on some of this new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's starring me in my sweet dream, 'cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load, a pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. You can be sure that if you're feeling right, a daydream will last long into the night. Tomorrow at breakfast you may pick up your ears, or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day for a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy.
That was 11 Spoonful there, and what a day for a daydream. I don't know about you, but in this really hot weather that we've been having, I just feel really kind of lazy and don't feel like doing any hard work at all. It always happens when you feel like that. That's about your hardest working time of the year. Anyway, some people, of course, had the rain yesterday, and there were some thunderstorms around the country, and sad to say, there was one very, very bad accident on the M4 motorway yesterday. Possibly read about it in your newspapers today. So we do urge you to drive carefully, particularly if there is rain on the roads, and the roads haven't had rain for a long time. It can make very, very dangerous conditions indeed. In fact, we have some motoring news for you right now. And if you'd like to know the time, it's 23 minutes past 2 on a Monday afternoon.
Radio 1, traffic.
If you're heading north on the M6 motorway in Cumbria, be prepared for delays north of Junction 40, the A66 Penrith interchange. Cat's Eyes repair work has closed two lanes of the northbound carriageway for the next 5 days. Watch out for the signs and slow down in plenty of time as you approach Junction 40 at Penrith. In Derbyshire, it's cat's eyes repair work again, this time on the A38, Micklover Bypass near Derby. It's a four-week job and it's going to mean single-line traffic on the A38 road between Findon and the A516 road at Etwall. Regular users should allow extra time for their journey on this section of the A38 road in Derbyshire. Repair work on the Tickford Bridge at Newport Pagnell in Buckinghamshire has reduced the A5130 road to a mere 6 feet in width. You can get out of trouble here by following the signed diversion routes. In Surrey, long-term roadwork started today in Leatherhead Town. New sewers are being laid, and this is bound to cause blockages to the town centre. Traffic using the main Kingston Road will be the worst affected, so find an alternative route if possible. And finally, to Northumbria, where news has come in that roadworks on the A1 road in the centre of Berwick-on-Tweed are causing heavy traffic congestion in the town. Drivers are advised to steer clear of Berwick-on-Tweed for the next 2 days. And don't forget, if it rains and the roads are unduly slow, slippery, then slow down and take it easy.
Wherever you go, Radio 1 goes with you.
It's Big Johnny Cash.
One piece at a time.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox and with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gears. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk, then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff was snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right, till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53 and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time, my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts. But she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh, 'cause to type it up, it took the whole staff. And when they got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. Haul. This is a Cottonmouth, a negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66.
Johnny Cash, and One Piece at a Time. It's 2:29, coming close to They Sold a Million Time. Far be it from me to start rumours, as you well know. I mean, I'm no scandalmonger, I want you to know, but the telephone in the studio here has a rather exotic perfumed smell to it. The only person who uses this studio before me is Tony Blackburn. It's definitely not Brute, that's for sure. I think it's that perfume that makes you irresistible to men, actually. This could account for a great deal. Is Demis Roussos up to our million seller?
Ever and ever, forever and ever, you'll be the one that shines on me like the morning sun. Ever and ever, forever and ever, you'll be my spring, my rainbow's end and the sun.
Track from an extended play record which has got into the chart. It's that track was called Forever and Ever, and the EP is called The Roussos Phenomenon, and that's exactly what he is, Demis Roussos, an incredible man whose records are bestsellers in most countries around the world, and his albums are bestsellers. He has an absolutely incredible following, and I think that perhaps Britain is one of the last countries to have really sort of caught on to him, but now that Britain's caught on to him, it's obviously going to be a huge star here as well. 2:33 is the time, and here is our million seller for today. We're going back a long way. We're going back to 1961.